Hey, you're not cold in the t-shirt? Just do some push-ups. All right, so continuing our thoughts. Oh, shout out to Margot in the backgrounds at the platforms. Yeah, super beautiful view, super litty. I think the owner was like, family owns like a successful marble business in Europe somewhere. So yeah, the monies to build this thing was very nice. Yeah, it looks like LA is the future, Culver City specifically. So a lot of rocks here I could throw and pick up. So thinking about like some economic thoughts, right? So I think I figured it out, guys. It's like when people say they're talking about billionaire, right? I think what people are trying to say is they want to spend $1 billion. They don't want to have $1 billion in their bank account. And like, what do people really want to do their money with? I don't know, like travel, pay for flights, Airbnbs, nice hotels, expensive restaurants and foods, etc. And the reason why I find this kind of superficial is that people are seeking, I don't know, happiness, I guess, via the monies. Or like, you know, you want security, you know, you want to buy like, I don't know, a house, right, in the Bay Area, or whatever. But then the funny thing is, if you use the true crypto billionaire trillionaires, actually the ideal is to not own a home because you're finna have to do maintenance. So, oh yeah, but I want to own a shit, contract to pay. It's like, bro, like you got to manage your contractors. That's gonna be less freedoms for your life. So, a minimal maintenance lifestyle is actually the best lifestyle. So, how do we guess it? The difference between revealed preferences versus fake preferences. A revealed preference is like, look at the way that people actually live their lives and what they actually do, and then work your way backwards. So for example, read the Elon Musk biography by Walter Isaacson. Very good. Some interesting thoughts, like working your way backwards, right? Like, I think as of now, Elon just lives in like what? A two bedroom, one bath, apartment, condo, bungalow, standalone house, condo, apartment thing, like somewhere in Austin, Texas, right? Right? So like, if Elon could live like that, why can't you? right? And yeah, like I think people don't understand. It's like, the notion of saving money or cost cutting, whatever, cost reduction, whatever, is not seen as the desired thing. It's like people just want to spend more money on stuff. And I was even just randomly thinking about it was, how far or how long can you go without spending money? Is kind of an interesting thought. Like, there are certain things one must do, like feed yourself, right? So so question is like, how cheaply can you feed yourself just on beef or lamb? So at Costco, this is like really good, like leg lamb roast we get. It's like $5 a pound or something, super good. And then I actually have a funny theory. It's like, is eating a lamb better than beef? Maybe yes, because a lot of it's imported from New Zealand. And it's more difficult to scale out the industrialization of lamb compared to beef. And especially from New Zealand, not always, but it's often like grass-fed and stuff like that. And so a simple lamb leg roast recipe that even Nietzsche loved lamb. He says his favorite meat. Buy the leg lamb roast from Costco. Does it come frozen? I think it comes frozen, right? And then what you do is super simple. Just defrost it and then put on the cutting board. Just slice it like really thin slices of steak. pan fry it, sprinkle with salt and pepper, sea salt, get the Malden salt from Costco, it's super good, and boom, use good, right? So 100% beef or lamb diet. Don't eat pork because it's white meat. And actually, another thing that's useful about studying history, right, is I was always kind of curious, it's like, why are these like kosher halal rules against eating pork? And you know, I figured it out. Just read Tacitus, the Histories, book 5, and the Roman historian Tacitus is analyzing, you know, Jewish people and their history, whatever. And essentially, the you know, the Jewish people once had a plague that came from eating pork, and therefore they just made it like a religious law and doctrine to abstain from eating pork, which is probably pretty smart because, you know, from a health perspective, I think pork often carries this one type of disease that could somehow manifest if you don't cook it that good, right? And and then also if you have the option when you're eating beef, ground beef, whatever, get grass-fed. I mean, to what I understand, cows are supposed to eat grass, not grain and stuff, right? I think the only thing we should be extravagant about is buying grass-fed beef or lamb or whatever. The cheapest thing is just go to Costco Business Center if you got option, or even just go to the local carniceria or butcher shop, buy beef liver, you get for $2 a pound, super cheap. So just feed yourself as cheaply as you can. So I thought about this back in Vietnam 2017, 2018, to become self-owned, whatever. It's like very simple. One, you gotta feed yourself. Two, pay rent, and then use good. And a secret way that you can save money super easy is get rid of all your stupid subscriptions, unsubscribe from Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, I don't know, Apple TV Plus, blah 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 blahs. Actually, and a big one too, I think you should get rid of Spotify. There's really no reason to have a Spotify account. It's actually much better and more efficient to just, if there's a certain album you like, just pay money on the Apple Music and download it and just own it forever. It's better to own one album, pay 10 or 20 bucks for it, and listen to it 100 times than to, you know, have a Spotify account, pay the however much it costs, and just kind of listen to a bunch of random music a lot. So, and actually even nowadays, I don't even listen to music. I don't listen to music, podcasts, whatever, just unsubscribe from everything. And like, what is the best way to entertain yourself, use money on? Like, super simple, like either a gym membership or just buy yourself your own weightlifting equipment, work off the grid. A simple strategy is Titan.fitness or get a cheap sandbag on Amazon, whatever. Go to the playground, get the 400 pounder, fill it up with playground sand, and just pick it up, walk it around, throw it around, put it on your shoulder, whatever. Super easy. The best shoes, Vibram five finger shoes. In clothing, it's better to buy extremely elite clothing and wear the same thing every day and wash it every day forever than own a bunch of rando stuff, right? So actually, the best way to get to know somebody is like when you go to their house, just look at their closet, right? Super simple. Okay, so going back to the crypto. So I think it's kind of an interesting way too, because like, it's kind of about money leverage and your own personal beliefs and stuff like that. Like, you know, let's say, you know, you have $300,000 just chilling in your crypto account now that we could get the Coinbase card, right? The Visa card, right? Are you going to step into a Lambo dealership and just buy the Lambo? No. Why? Because your $300,000 10 years from now might be worth $100 million. And so then it makes you become much more critical about how not to spend money by thinking to yourself like if I know that my cryptocurrency asset, today I bought it for $15 a token or whatever, if a year from now it might be worth $100 a token, am I going to buy that stupid something today? I mean, obviously, once again, certain things which are like hard limits often is just paying for rent and then food. But beyond that, like, I think everything else is kind of unimportant and superficial. So yeah, just use that as a general thought experiment, is like money not about as pleasure, but as a rather a tool for leverage.